All right, what's called the wonderful, amazing, legendary Jimmy Aquino? It's that special part of the show. Have your drinks ready, because it's going to get crazy.
We're on the home stretch here.
What's up?
Hello, hello. Welcome, Jimmy Aquino, to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
I totally forgot I was doing this tonight.
Oh, that's okay. It's all right.
I was out drinking. I just got home.
Were you drinking with anybody famous, possibly?
Probably. I don't know. There were a bunch of people there.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary.
Thanks, man.
Your podcast was a big hit. It was very regal. It's very nice.
Yeah. I just did episode 600 last week. It was awesome.
Had some awesome guests.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was a good time.
Drinking a Slurpee? Is that a...
Yes. delicious. Liquor. Full of bourbon.
A bourbon Slurpee.
Yeah, it's called a burpee.
A burpee. A burpee.
Yeah. Delicious. How's it been going, guys? Good.
It's going good. We're in the home stretch here now. We got Ryan and Jen coming up at 2, and that's it. Then we're done.
Oh, you mean I actually get to bump them for once. Oh, yeah, awesome.
See, there you go.
See, we figured this time we'll flip it. We'll flip the switch.
Sweet.
Do I get upset that you're always being bumped by them?
Yeah, seriously. Come on. I mean, that's cool. I didn't realize it was home stretch time. I thought I was like, what time did you guys start?
3. We only do 12 hours now because it's just.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
No, we don't.
I can't do 30 hours anymore. I
don't have that. Jeez.
He's barely hanging on to 12.
I don't have the same.
Amateurs. Whatever.
He fell asleep at one point and I had to kick him. He was off camera. And I kicked him.
I wasn't asleep. I was resting my eyes.
Yeah, he was sleeping.
All right,
the snoring gave you away.
I had 4 hours of sleep last night, so I'm all good to go.
Yeah, Jimmy's an amazing man who doesn't need sleep. He's an incredible individual.
Yeah.
It will catch up to you.
Yeah.
He hasn't. Jimmy hasn't aged a day in like 30 years, and he doesn't sleep at all. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I think he's...
It's called being born part Filipino. It's just genetics.
Good genes.
Yeah. I'm actually 72 years old.
That's what I'm saying. Like you post like Throwback Thursday pictures from like the early 90s, and you look exactly the same.
I just figured you touched them up.
Yeah. Oh, there you guys are. I'm watching. Just went to the YouTube page. Oh, there you are.
Perfect. We're on delay, so this is like an hour ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. I was like, what are you saying? How many people are in the studio with you right now?
6,000?
Yeah, about 6K. 6K.
Yeah.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 people total that are still up with us. Oh, 8. 8.
8.
Like, 8. Wow.
We lost about.
I did.
Oh, wait.
No, there's more than that. There's
3, 4, 5. There's 9. Well, there's 9.
I'm not counting Colleen. She doesn't count.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you just waved at me. Was that mean, or is it still on delay? All right.
That was maybe a minute ago, so we're only a minute behind.
Well, look at the clock. There's a clock behind us.
Is that clock?
Oh, it does say 1:30. Oh, that's good. All right.
I think
that's good. On 1:30. Right now, currently, the video you are counting people. I'm just going to do a play-by-play of the time delay. That would be awesome. Well, Jay looks tore up. Damn, dude.
Again, I don't have the Jimmy Aquino genes. It's just
Jack, you look fresh as a daisy. Talk about never aging, man.
Yes, there we go. I'll put my throwback pictures up there. You're like, ooh, what happened?
Good.
The life was not good to you. Actually, I do get that. I go, ooh, what happened?
For those who don't know, Jimmy Aquino is the host of Comic News Insider, a very tenured podcast, which just celebrated 600th episode, a 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Been around a long, long time.
Yes, we have. And so much to show for it. Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah.
I have nothing to show for it. Nothing.
600 episodes. Well, a lot of episodes.
I think, you know, we've done this for almost 10 years now, 10 years in October. And I think any podcaster or veteran podcaster, you know, it's a life of luxury. You know, we live the high life.
We just weren't smart enough to latch onto a popular TV show like you guys were. So.
Well, now we weren't smart enough to talk about an unsolved mystery murder case. That's the new hip thing now.
Serial
tearing up the charts.
Serial, whatever.
I never listened to it.
Yeah, I actually never have listened to it either.
It was amazing. Actually, I was a fan of Serial. It was a really good show. I think it was beyond podcasting.
I wanted to listen to it, but then I felt I did because so many other podcasts kept breaking it down. I listen to a lot of BBC podcasts because I think I'm British. And
are you my wife?
And so many of them kept breaking it down. Like some people loved it, then another person hated it. And I was just like, I don't think I need to listen to it now because I've heard everyone's analysis of it.
Well, Jay actually told me it's better than anything we've ever done.
That's what I said.
Ah.
I go, well, okay.
All right.
You guys ended better.
That's true. Cyril didn't end as well. I thought, yeah, Cyril kind of meandered.
Left on a cliffhanger, or
no? It just kind of
didn't like the ending of it.
Was there like a shootout?
Did you have that lost ending? Is that what?
Yeah.
See, what Cyril didn't learn from us after all these years of podcasting is never end. Just keep going, and you'll never have a crappy ending.
Yeah.
I listened to about 5 minutes of it. I said, nah, I'm not done.
They did have the best music, though.
Well, it's not my fault. Don't blame me for the lousy music.
Well, also, I think the SNL Serial bit was so funny. Oh, again, brilliant. I was like, well, I don't need to watch it now because that's so funny. But
absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's got to be a good time for you, though, as a comic book podcaster. It's like a golden age of comic book television right now, up beyond just the golden age of comic book movies with Daredevil being released.
Daredevil just started. I've watched all of the episodes. Oh my god, everybody dies. It's have you guys not watched it yet?
What about The Flash? Do you like The Flash?
I love The Flash. Flash is so good.
So good.
It's really
fun. Telling Jake. Yeah. Colleen watches, I watch it, and we saw it at Comic-Con. I didn't like it.
Yeah?
I saw it twice at Comic-Con. I didn't like it.
Oh, wow.
And I said, okay, so I watched the pilot again. I go, for whatever reason, it's better than what I thought, and now I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's just really fun. It's like, you know, Arrow is still good, but it's super dark. And then Flash was just sort of like, that's kind of light and fun. I dig it. And really great characters. And like, what I like the most about it is that Grant Gustin, he's like having fun with it, you know, and like the character just runs around. Like, I mean, if we Avis had powers, I would be all the time going, woo, this is awesome, you know? Yeah. And he kind of does that, which is great.
Yeah, you mentioned it. What about Gotham?
Gotham, I know people are split on, but I love it. And like, you know, it's just, they're all obviously fantasy, it's TV, but it's like, to me, it's a more, it's more comic booky, if that makes sense. Like all these other shows try to be more realistic, and Gotham is like, we're from a comic book, we got some weird characters, let's go for it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fun. Like, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith is great.
So you like Jada Pinkett Smith?
What's that?
So you like Jada Pinkett?
She's great. Yeah, she deliciously eats up every scene. It's so great.
I had no problem with her. Spoiler. I had no problem with it.
Yeah.
Get it, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was probably the grossest scene I've ever seen since Deadpool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 exactly.
Because I did not see that coming. I was like, oh, why'd we have to have that?
She was great. Oh, so good.
I didn't hate it. But I think it's less, I think you don't have to be really a comic book fan to like it.
No. That's not what I meant. I meant that like it has that comic book sensibility to it, where it's kind of ridiculous sometimes.
Yeah,
like that, and it just sort of goes for it. I was like, that's great, and like I you know, obviously, Penguin is great. You know, those are the two breakout stars. You know, and you know, she made that announcement. I think she slipped. Didn't mean to say it, that she was either not coming back or only possibly coming back, and I don't know. I think from the beginning, I was like, there's no way she's going to stay for more than a season because she's kind of, you know, does movies, you know, and,
right.
But sure enough, so we'll see.
Also, she was a character on there, but she wasn't the star.
No. Then because she was so, people loved her, they're like, oh, all right. But yeah, I can't imagine she'll, it like, even the producer's like, well, she might make an appearance in season two. I'm like, she's going to die. Something's going to happen. She's going to get killed off or something like that. But I hope not, because I would like to see her return off and on. So.
Yeah, I felt I really loved Arrow when I saw it at the Comic-Con a couple years, whatever year it came out. Loved it. Watched the first 11 episodes and for whatever reason fell behind. And now I'm just now catching up again. I'm on season 2, episode 10. It's actually where they had the crossover with Flash.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that because I was watching Flash. I go, well, how do they know each other? Because I, you know, being behind, it was my fault. But I was kind of confused with that episode. But I love it. I love all three of them.
Yeah, I do too. And I really, I loved Constantine.
Yeah, Constantine
was fantastic.
I never watched it.
But I think it's, I fear it's not going to make it to another season. It was dark. It was adult. It was great. And the guy that played it was awesome. He was so great. Matt. Is it Matt Ryan or Matt? I don't know. But he was great.
I didn't watch it because I heard it wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of judge some shows. I go, well, if it's not going to make it, I'm not going to invest my time into it.
Yeah, sometimes I'm the same way. But I was such a big fan of the comic book. So I was like, I got to watch it, you know. Yeah. And it was great. iZombie is really great.
I've heard that. I heard it's a really good show.
I mean, it's Veronica Mars with zombies, but it's great, you know? And it's the same guy that did Veronica Mars, so yeah.
That's right. So, I hear it's like that. But yeah, have you watched the Daredevil show yet, or no?
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes. It's really good. People are getting across the board saying how great it is, and advanced reviews are really good, and I was like... Within 5 minutes of the first episode, like, I'm in. This is good. Good stuff.
I'm excited to watch it. I had to work the Apple Watch launch on Friday, so I'm going to probably watch it after this
weekend. Go ahead and ask him.
You're a pretty stylish, fashionable fellow.
yes.
Do you see yourself pre-ordering or getting the Apple Watch?
Well, I thought you said you were sending me one. So...
I'm expected to get one.
Do you wear a watch normally?
I don't. I used to years ago. I used to wear watches all the time. And then as a bartender, I'm constantly like moving around. I kept banging my watches up. So I was like, I can't be banging my Rolex up like this. What? So I stopped wearing them. I did. Yeah, my sister used to buy me these really nice watches for like Christmas, my birthday. And I'd bang them up terribly. And I felt so bad. So I just, and now even when I put a watch on, sort of just to see what it looks like, it just feels weird on my arm. So, yeah, not a watch person.
That's it. Every single person we talk to is not a watch person.
I said this to Chris White. I said, he gave me crap because I said, I don't wear a watch because you're a freak. Yeah. Everyone said they don't wear a watch.
Yeah, I'm just not a watch person. Like, I know the technology is going to happen soon enough. If they could put it, like, in my hand... Instead, where I could just sort of have a little video screen on my hand, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah. Well, there's everyone's kind of thought of things like this, but there was years ago, DC had a comic book where they did this whole thing called DC 1 million, where all their issues skipped to like number 1 million, so it was in the way, way in the future. And everyone had this thing called HeadNet, where the internet was already in your head, like it was like implanted in somehow, you're born with or something like that, so you could like immediately see things, you know, scroll the internet just in your mind. Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
But then the worry there is there any way to detach from it? That would be the scary part of that.
Why would you want to detach from the internet, Jay? It's what I live for.
We can't do that. Nobody can live without the internet.
That's a bad move, Jay.
You mean I would have to go outside and interact with people? No.
That's what you do. You're a bartender. You are the what is it?
You're the Google.
You're a counselor for the people at your bar.
Oh, no, that is an old movie thing. And some people try to, like, I've actually had people say that where they're like, it's been a slow night. They'll start talking and I'm going to get really busy. They're like, oh, but you're like supposed to be a bartender. Listen, I go, you ain't paying me nothing more than your drinks. You know, it's like, I ain't got no PhD. Unless she's really cute, then of course I'll listen. But yeah.
You have your
yes,
standard.
Tell me all your problems, lady. I'm here for you. Oh, how man. Can I solve your problem?
Do you have like the rag over your shoulder and then you kind of wipe down the bar as you're talking to him?
Is this an Irish bar?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, what do you think? Are we been to my bar?
Oh, Maddie, like, I gotta wipe
are you still at the same bar?
Yeah, same place. Yeah. Damn. Don't say the name. Don't say it.
I've never been there, so I can say it.
Yeah.
Colleen and I used to go all the time, but we haven't been in a long time.
All the time.
To
once.
Jimmy's bar. No, Jimmy's we bar. Went multiple times.
All right, lady. Colleen, settle down. All
is
right.
It, is it Cheers?
No, it's very, it's a fancy schmancy place.
Oh, fancy. Well, that's probably why I haven't been there.
Uh-oh. Is there... what's happening?
Oh, darn. Someone's locked outside. Somebody's
going to join us today. Got stuck in traffic coming up from Florida for all day. So he's going to here just in time for the last hour.
He can help us clean up.
Where in Florida is he from?
Well, he's not from. He's actually Delaware, I think.
New Jersey.
Jersey. And he,
I think he tries to punt it off as his Delaware.
He took a trip to Disneyland, drove down.
Disney World. Trip.
Disney World, sorry.
Disney World.
Nice.
So we just got here right now at 1:43 a.m. So good job.
Yeah.
Excellent. We came in time for the best segment. What are you talking about?
It's true. It's true.
The Who have you guys been talking to?
The legendary. Let's see. Jeff Jensen.
Nice.
Duke Roberts.
You watched Justified?
Yes. Oh,
Choo Choo.
So good.
The guy who played Choo Choo.
Oh, right on.
He was great.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Oh, cool.
A lot of fun. Let's see who else.
Jorge Garcia.
Nice.
Michael Emerson.
Yeah, Michael Emerson, our good friend Michael Emerson
did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Yep, George Clooney.
Oh, right on. Yeah. It's weird because I'm in the room with all of them right now. Oh, George, I haven't seen him in ages. Oh, you gotta give him a call. That's cool. Did you listen to the episode 600 we did?
I have not yet.
How dare you?
I looked at your pictures and read your little, you know, bits about it, but I have not listened to it yet. It's on my queue.
You should listen, because Michael actually said something really interesting about it, because I asked him, so were you satisfied with the ending of Lost? Because I don't think I had ever asked him that. And he gave this really great answer about what he thought about it. And
all right, now I'm gonna have to go listen.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I mean, it's so funny anyway. Like, I let him talk for like 20-30 minutes just because we're hanging out, but it was like, it's really, you really should, because I was like, huh, that's cool, it's good to hear. But it's really a great answer. And
yeah, he's a amazing talent.
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, I still coach him and stuff, but you know. Him and Carrie. I'm like, God, you guys, you win all these awards. You don't ever thank me. Jeez.
She's won a few Emmys, and why is there no Jimmy drops?
Does he just give you a nod, though?
Give you or is
Jimmy,
like a little, yeah, like a Jimmy nod?
Gives,
at
the camera? Gives me a look. He gives me a look. I know it's for me.
This is for that bartender with the rag over his shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. No, I got to say, it's so funny. We were actually talking about him tonight. My friend Heidi was there. And she says it really sweet. She was like, wow, he's like, it really is sweet. I pulled him aside after the show. We went for drinks afterwards. And I said on the mic too, I was like, we shouldn't be friends anymore. We've known each other over 20 years. And you're so supportive of me. It's so sweet and so nice. And I was really touched that he always does my stuff like that. I'm just like, you have no reason to be my friend or to be friends with anymore, but you still are. And that's just really nice. What a great, nice person he is. So,
it shows your true friends right there. You know?
Yeah, it's just really nice, because it's like some people do, like, you know, like they get a bit of fame. They're like, what? Yeah. I mean, when I started the podcast, I just forgot everybody. So
sounds like Jay. Jay did the same thing.
Well, Jay kept forgetting he wasn't actually on Lost.
We got to
have no. You talk about it. You're not on it. Hey, are you all watching my friend Grace Helbig on E?
No.
She's awesome. She just got her own show, and like the second one aired Friday. She's Fridays at 10:30 after the suit. Watch it. She's hilarious. She's great.
I see. I cut cable, so I don't get any the cable networks anywhere.
There are ways to find things online. I'm not sure if you heard about it, but
allegedly.
Well, if you can send me the website, wink, wink. Let me know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have a baby now, so I don't really watch TV anymore.
I got a baby now. I can't watch TV anymore.
Oh, that's right. You guys had a kid. That's right. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, Jimmy. Really appreciate it.
Little Jimmy, right?
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy J. Little Jimmy Jr.
Little Jimmy J.
Excellent.
Little Jimmy John.
Like, what's up, little Jimmy J?
But I thought
that's actually a pretty good name. I like that, Jimmy.
I thought there was already several Jimmy J's, wandering.
Dude, around. Dude, I'm still waiting on DNA tests. So settle down. Area. Colleen said about a bunch really of old good... friends from Long Island. I was like, all right.
You had a really good April Fool's one year, didn't you? They had like a long lost son or something like that.
I think I congratulate you too.
I felt bad about that because. I hate those who do that, but I thought mine was so obvious that it was fake, and I even put it at the end in the hashtag April Fools, but so many people didn't read that far, and it was just a picture of my nephew when he was a baby, like one or two, and I really upset some people, and
you
I was like,
upset me.
Oh, God damn, like they're like, God damn it, I can't believe it. I'm like, dude, I'll never do one again. Sorry, and I never have. So
it was good.
Sorry.
I was like, "Oh, good for Jimmy." Oh, that's so nice.
Jimmy.
I probably do have. Oh, no. Anyway, I do have a little brother that's named after me. So hey.
Once we see Maury Povich, then we'll.
Yeah. Know. Oh, dude, do you not know my whole? I'm not going to tell the whole story here, but my whole story, my sister, my brother, and all this stuff. It's insane. Like the pitch, if I was pitching a movie, okay, I found out I had a sister when I was 23 and at the same time met my little brother who was 5.
Really?
And my little brother is named after me.
I saw this on the Lifetime Network.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Really?
It's a great story, actually. Like, I've actually thought about trying to do something with it. But, like, yeah, my little brother is named James Aquino.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Because my dad's an idiot, and he thought it was funny. He thought it was something cool. And I was like, wow, this is why we haven't talked in 10 years. Excellent. No, it's a tribute. You know, I'm like, oh, a trophy's a tribute. But all right. Sure, name a kid after me. That's fine. Yeah, it's a you'll see that on a movie one day. I'll write it. We'll shoot it. But it is actually a really great story about my sister and I. I think you probably know some of it, but yeah.
I think you've told me this story before. It's a very cool story.
What's that?
Yeah, I think you've told me a story when I was at your bar and you're kind of teaching me about life, you know, life lessons.
That's cool. My sister lives in Jersey and we're the best of friends now and like I could have never known that, and like she's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Finding her was great. So she's awesome. She's got 2 kids. I've got a niece and nephew. I've got an amazing nephew, and my little miracle niece Chloe is so fantastic. So yeah.
How'd you find her? Facebook?
No. My mom and dad, you know, we'd been divorced when I was 4. My dad's Filipino and lived in the Philippines forever, and we weren't close at all. We barely talked, and then I hadn't seen him since like my high school graduation. And then his sister, my aunt, lives in New Jersey, who I stayed with when I first moved up here. And she called me one day and she was like, oh, your daddy's coming over from the Philippines. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll see him. I hadn't seen him in, you know, 15 years, 12 years.
Yeah.
And then I was 25, I think. And so he shows up with, my dad's like 60 at the time. And he shows up with a new wife, which I didn't care, whatever, I haven't seen him in years. The wife, now remember, my dad's 60. The wife was 21, and they had a 5-year-old. Do the math. She had him when she was 16.
Holy
man. Yeah, so first I meet my little brother. They're like, you know, he has this thick Filipino accent. He's like, oh, this is your little brother. I'm like, yeah, what's up, little dude? His name is James. I'm like, what? James. I'm like, no, that's, you know, that's my name, right? Like, it's a tribute. I'm like, you're an idiot. I was like, unbelievable. I was kind of pissed, but I was like, yeah, whatever. And then he felt like I should finally know. He goes, oh, and by the way, you have a sister. I mean, by the way, I have a sister. Like, by the way, go pick me up some milk. I was like, so that's how I found out. And then that was back in the 90s. And of course, the internet wasn't really heavily into play.
That's true.
And then years later, he went back and then came back, and I drilled him for more information. And I went online and tried Google, didn't really find much. And I just joined that, this is going to sound like a commercial for the site, but I just joined that classmates.com site, and like in 99 or 2000, and found her on there.
Wow.
And I wrote, I'm like, hey, I think I'm your brother. We have the same dad. 2 days later, she's like, congratulations, you found me. I've always suspected this. Oh my God. And we met when we were younger, but we didn't know we were related.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, because my dad would come down once a year to Florida to pick us up and whatever. It took us back to Virginia where we're from, and I met her. I was like 15. She was 7. I'm like, she's this little girl. He's like, you should keep in touch with her. Why am I going to keep in touch with a 7-year-old? But hey, happy ending. She's the best thing in the world. She's one of the best people I've ever known. And hey, I've got an awesome sister and brother-in-law and a niece and nephew out of it. So some good came out of my dad's philandering and negligence.
So it's, yeah, they say all the best cowboys have daddy issues. So
I don't know if I ever had any issues. I just don't think of them. And I never have. Yeah. So not really an issue. It was just like, hey, he wasn't in my life, so it's what a big deal. But yeah. Yeah, and then the little brother, you know, he found me and my sister online like a couple years ago. So he's like 18, 19 now. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, and he's living in the States, so hopefully we'll get to meet up one day again soon. But yeah, it's a great story. It's a long, long story. There's a lot of funny bits. There's a lot of frustrating bits. There's a lot of, like, if you're just hearing it, don't know, you're like, is it going to happen? You know, so I have written it out before and have thought about, you know, doing something with it, but because it is just really kind of unbelievable. But
yeah,
it's great. It turned out great, so pretty awesome.
Killer, absolutely killer. Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's great that you're able to find family like that.
Yeah,
that you know, I was there before.
Yeah, you know what it's like having a half sister and a half brother, something like that. It's kind of, you know, it's a great, you know, she's the greatest thing in the world. She's so great. Yeah. But yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. Let's give her a call.
Have her on the show.
Hey, hey sis, wake up, wake up.
It's only 2 o'clock.
Yeah, why not? Big deal. Yeah, and like my nephew is he's such a big nerd too. Like, he's 6 now and he loves Star Wars and, you know, comic books and, you know, superheroes, things like that. So I'm like, yes, yes. And even Chloe, little Chloe, likes it too. She wanted to be Robin from Teen Titans Go.
Nice.
For Halloween, and she was like, I want to be Robin. And I don't think that's right.
Well, I mean, if you're doing Dark Knight Returns, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe wait a couple years for that one. Yeah. But are you guys going to the Comic-Con this year?
Yeah, we're gonna we've submitted for our panel again this year, so but yeah. So
that's the plan.
That's the plan.
All right. Yeah, I'm planning on going, but this was the first year that my verification for press was due, and I haven't heard back. And I checked in, like, nobody's heard back, but a lot of people haven't heard back. But I'm not worried about it. If I don't, for some reason, I can't imagine I won't get my press pass, but if I don't, I'm usually on the panel, so I can get like one of those other badges, whatever they are,
the professional badges,
yeah, pro badge or something like that. So, or you could put me in your panel,
that'd be great. Name drops for 60 minutes.
Yeah, I can moderate your panel. It just goes, I know you guys are here for Jay and Jack, but let me tell you a little bit something about me.
Well, most people last year didn't know us. No, seriously.
Really?
Like half the people didn't know we did a podcast. It was all new people. It was crazy.
Were they just coming in because they were like, well, here's the room. Let's sit in it.
It's more they were there to talk about Lost, but they weren't new Lost fans. They weren't part of the community back then.
Yeah. Someone did say spoiler, did they? Because the epilogue. They go, like, what are you doing?
That's right. Like a whole bunch never even seen the epilogue.
Seriously?
They didn't know it existed.
It's not on Netflix. It's not on Netflix. It's only on the DVDs.
What you can find on YouTube. You can find
it. Yeah, you can find it anywhere. The internet, you can find anything, you guys.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas 365.
Jimmy tells me it's going to be implanted in my brain.
Yes, yes. I always knew you'd have implants one day. yeah, it's actually funny when Lost was airing and we had one of our anniversary episodes and Michael came and was on it. I literally had people so excited they wanted to meet him, but they sat during most of his interview with their hands in their ears because they hadn't seen the recent episode. I'm like, well, that's just ridiculous, you guys. It's like you hear him talk and now you're like plugging your ears. All right.
That's pretty rude.
Yeah, it was pretty rude. I punched him. I was like, listen, Grandma, I told you to watch the episode. But yeah.
Grandma's
yeah, they never do.
Grandma's never understand.
So how and also congratulations to you also on your another family member's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I saw recently.
Yes. Oldest daughter got married.
My sister got married.
Yeah.
Jay married her.
I was the officiate.
Oh, what? Whoa.
No, I officiated.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got confused. Officiated. Being in the South and stuff, I thought it was okay for a second.
I thought you were going to marry her off to me, Jack. You said that I had the dowry and everything.
I did, but she has her own mind. She doesn't listen.
Oh, yeah.
All my kids don't listen to me, so.
I told you not to show her that picture of me. We would have been set. We would have been fine.
Yeah, one more to go. I have one more. I have one left.
Yeah, one kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's trouble.
She's trouble.
She's trouble.
That's gotcha. Capital T that rhymes with P and says a pool. Someone got that. Thank you. there's some musical fans in the lot. Speaking of musicals.
Yes.
I was just saying, speaking of musicals, I don't know.
How musicals are they?
Kept me employed for about 10 years, but that's all right.
That's good.
Yeah, well, episode 600, forewarning, we sing a lot in it, so.
Nice. It's good to sing a lot in a musical.
Well. It kind of gives it its name, right?
No, I said episode 600 of the podcast we sang a lot in.
Oh, sorry.
I heard you. I was trying to make Jay.
I can't hear.
Yeah. I'm trying to help Jay's joke.
Jay looks like he's about to pass out.
And then I get to go home to a crying child. It's perfect.
The child's sleeping now.
Is he sleeping?
Why? So. Why isn't the child there? No, why is the child not on the podcast?
He's back at home.
I haven't got a message back.
He's back at home. Grandma's watching him.
Wait a minute. Oh, I was saying, 'cause you're there, Colleen's there. I'm like, oh my God, the baby. Where is it?
Oh man.
Well, he was hyped up.
Yeah, he's hanging out in the car. He's sleeping in the car. It's fine. It's fine. It's good. I was upset Keaton lost. Michael Keaton should have won.
Hey, it's not about you. We're talking about your child. Your child was upset Michael Keaton lost. Jay's still upset that Michael Keaton
didn't win. That just made me sick to my stomach, Michael Keaton lost the Oscars. He should have won the Oscar. Just saying.
And he stopped chewing his gum for that moment, too. He was chomping.
Yeah. Were you upset the Batman got denied on the Oscar?
Yeah, I was. I was just like, man.
Just put him down.
I thought it was going to be one of those, like, let's give him an Oscar because he's, you know, has never had one moments, but also deserved it. But still, it was just like, didn't happen.
Why give it to the kid? He's got plenty of time to get one.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
The Oscars hate a comeback. They never give it to the comeback guy.
Nope.
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton's a good guy. He's not a troublemaker.
No. I mean, you know.
Is he the guy that won it?
Yep.
Okay.
Eddie Redmayne's going to be the new Harry Potter
movie. There's a new Harry Potter movie? Okay.
Yeah.
I stopped at 6.
It's like the monster one or whatever. I forgot what it's called. Yeah.
All right, Sir Jimmy.
Like Hagrid's book or something. I don't know.
We're coming up on the 2 o'clock or a little bit past the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we're going 10 minutes over.
We got to get going to the next one. Ryan and Jen are waiting.
Oh, I have a – suddenly you're concerned about somebody waiting. I see.
Hey, no, I was waiting for you this time. I was like, he's supposed to – where is he? He's not online. Where's Jimmy?
Dude, I was out drinking. I just got home.
He's out drinking. Jeez. Drinking's more important.
I told Colleen, I go, text me around 11 or so to remind me so I get home, and she didn't.
Oh, Colleen.
Yeah, neglecting your baby. Way to go.
Oh, man. All right.
All right, guys. Well,
Plug away, Jimmy. Plug. This is your plug time.
Oh, comicnewsinsider.com. That is the podcast. Go listen to episode 600, recent one, our big, big anniversary. You can find me all over the interwebs, Jimmy Aquino, JimmyAquino, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. Is Elo still happening? I don't know. All sorts of places. You can find me in the dark recesses of the internet. So,
Jimmy, one of these days, we have to get together and plot out all of the people that you know. And make like a "We Didn't Start the Fire" kind of song to it, and make it your theme song for every year for this.
Jimmy, oh, and there's such year too. Oh my, so many. Oh,
Jimmy hangs out with.
Yeah.
Jimmy hangs out with
Emerson.
Not you, Jimmy.
It's, I mean, I wake up every day, and the first thing I do is go to the mirror and go, "Oh, I missed you." And then just like, God, oh, to be me.
I couldn't handle being you. I just couldn't.
I don't know. You can't handle the Jimmy J.
Jimmy J.
All that right. Actually, I like that name.
All right, Jimmy A. Jimmy, it's always great talking to you. Maybe we will run into each other at Comic-Con this year.
I hope Jack and I get the door pass as usual.
Our quick pass.
Yes.
Jimmy, Jack.
Hey. Jack, talk to you later. Great. I'm going to the Hollywood parties. Have a good time in the hotel.
I'm going to go stand in line.
All right, well, guys, hang in there. You got 1 hour left, and always a great, great thing you guys are doing. And keep it up. And next year I have some ideas. Maybe we can put together a song. So we'll see.
There we go.
Perfect. All right, Jimmy, have a good one. Everybody give Jimmy a round of applause. Yay!
Peace out, fools.
All right, bye.
Later.